All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is in tonight.
Ooh, Sammy's in the house.
Nice to see you, Sammy, man.
I love you, Timmy.
Thank you very much, dude.
You're welcome, dude.
All right, we do this every Friday. We open up the phone lines.
Totally open phones.
Yay. 1 hour every Friday, 10 o'clock. Boom.
Nice.
Counter like clockwork.
Mm.
Anything you'd like to talk about. Maybe you were at the Commerce event last night. Maybe you weren't. Maybe you want to talk about the Dodgers. Maybe you don't. I know what you want to talk about. So here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Looks like the Dodgers out at Chavez Ravine are in a tight game. 1-1 in the eighth. And they're playing Boston Red Sox. If you get an opportunity tomorrow, it should be a pretty cool event. You'll probably remember it for a long time. But the Boston Red Sox are playing the L.A. Dodgers at the Coliseum.
Wow.
L.A. Memorial Coliseum.
Vin Scully.
Vinny will be there. Yeah, exactly. And I'm not sure if that game is televised or not, but if you have an opportunity, it's noon tomorrow at the Coliseum.
Didn't you say like 100,000 people are going to be there?
No, it seats 115,000. I can't imagine.
That it wouldn't be sold out.
I can't imagine
that's
they're
the
going
to
get.
Sox,
yeah, but the Red Sox are playing the Dodgers right now, and that stadium up there is not nearly sold out. So I don't know. It might be a sellout, but I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of empty seats.
Uh-oh.
It's all for charity, though.
Good times.
Yeah.
I say go. Do it.
Big charity event. And they said it's, I think it's to help cancer, I believe is what it is.
That's good.
And then they got some crazy lady downtown Los Angeles, one of the supervisors or councilmen, saying, 1 in 10 people alive today is a cancer survivor. I'm like, oh, that seems high.
Jesus,
so I looked it up, and it's not even close.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like 1 in 1,000?
No, it's like 1 in 40, 1 in 35 or
that's
40.
Still not a good number.
Yeah, it's not a good number, but it's not 1 in 10. You know, there's not 32 million people walking, cancer survivors walking around.
Yeah.
But it's just part of, you know, somebody gives them a stat, they don't bother looking it up, and they just read it on the air.
So last night at the Commerce Casino?
Yes.
You had a bunch of the, like, cats there, right?
Yeah, 4 of them.
Ooh, do you remember who was there?
I don't remember their names. Maybe
was Shauna there, one of my girls?
Yeah, Shauna was
with
there.
With the blonde hair?
Yeah.
She's my buddy.
She's also in real estate?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was there.
She's awesome.
And I don't remember the other chicks' names, but they're pretty cool.
I bet you the boys remember their names. I bet you the boys are totally scamming on them. Randy Wang and Jerry Wachowski.
All right, Frank in Ontario, let's start with you. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Tammy Conway,
hey.
Jr., man. Look at you, man.
Look at you out there in Ontario.
What's going on, brother?
Nothing, man. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was over there at Commerce yesterday, man.
How'd you do?
I don't even remember. All I know is I came home broke, and I left over there with about 500.
Wow. All right, well, you enjoyed yourself, huh?
I played a little bit of blackjack, a little bit of poker, you know. Couple of drinks here and there.
Yeah. It's a great event, dude. You're part of the best event there ever.
Dude, it was such a good time. There was so many ladies there. I was like surprised.
Yeah.
There was a lot of men, but I mean the ladies that were there were all right. The like
sure.
Jesus Christ.
Sure.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a good time, buddy.
If Bonaduce wasn't there, I'd be trying to dip in some of that.
Yeah. His chick was there too, that hot Amy chick.
Oh yeah, she is beautiful, man. Lucky for him, dude, but
yeah.
Not so lucky for her.
All right, man. We thank you for calling.
All right.
All right.
Tonight,
there
brother.
He goes. Frank in Ontario, man. Drove all the way from Ontario to the Commerce Casino.
And lost $500.
And still had a great time.
I bet you the Commerce did well last night.
Just off me.
Yeah. How much did you lose?
I probably lost $600-700 or something.
Now, were
like
you
that.
Playing while you were doing your show, or did you play after the show?
Afterwards, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
That's
yeah.
Where I got killed.
Wow.
All right, let's talk to Jeremy in Arcadia. You're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Hey, Tim. I wanted to know what happened with you were talking about buying a brewery a while back, and we never heard what's going on with that.
Yeah,
wait, you were willing to buy a brewery?
Yeah, there's a small brewery up in Oregon. It's actually in the state of Washington. It's just north of the Columbia River. And it was a small mom-and-pop brewery that they had like 12 employees, and they were selling it. And I was thinking about buying it, but it turns out a guy who bought it probably paid about $1 million more than they were even asking, because they got into a bidding war between a couple of guys. And evidently, this is a really, you know, it's a good beer. It's a good, like, local beer.
Okay, so you're willing to invest in a brewery, a mom and pop organization, and you will not get into my pot shop? You won't?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, with my pot vending machines, even?
Nah, please. I don't want to get into the pot business. You
know, but you're going to get into the beer business?
Yeah, but guess what? It's legal.
But there was a day when prohibition, it wasn't legal.
I know, but I'm going to count on the fact that it may stay legal most of my life. All right, buddy. Jeremy, thanks for calling. Yeah, that would have been a cool time. I'd love to have had a small brewery, but I didn't know that much. I'm not that business savvy. I would have sunk the effing thing.
No, you would have done great. It's just some yeast and some hops and some barley.
Yeah,
how hard could it be?
It's a little more complicated than that, though. But I probably would have also drank myself to death. I mean, owning a brewery?
Yeah, but there's just never-ending barrels of beer. You'd be great.
Hey, you ever think about this? And you're not a big drinker, right?
I like beer.
Yeah, but guys think about this all the time. When you see a beer truck rolling around like the streets of Southern California, you always think to yourself, I wonder if I've had enough in my life where I could have had the whole truck.
Really? That's the first thought you think?
Yeah,
you
know, and I think I could. I think I've probably drank an entire beer truck.
I love how men think, because you know what I think when I see one of those trucks? Remember the late breaking news? Do you remember when somebody commandeered one of those trucks and it took a turn and all those beers started pelting people on the corner?
Yeah, that was in the Valley. That was a 7-Up truck.
Thank you. So anytime I see a big truck take a turn, I always think about the door sliding open and then, you know, cans just pelting people in the head.
Look at you, man.
But all I like the fact that you think that you've drank as many beers that fits in one of those.
I think I have.
You probably have.
I probably wiped out a truck. All right, let's talk to a David in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Sammy. How's it going?
What's going on there, David?
Yeah. Hey, I hear something about Barack Obama being a distant cousin of Brad Pitt.
Yes, you heard that correctly.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, you want to hear it again? Here it is.
I understand that you're related to Brad Pitt in some way. How are you related to Brad Pitt?
I guess we're ninth cousins, something removed or
isn't
something.
That fascinating stuff.
I mean, I think he got the better looking side of the gene pool. You know,
Before
you came out, maybe we shouldn't say this, but we thought you were very sexy looking.
Oh my God, they're just salivating all over that poor guy. He's like he made it out of there alive.
What happened to Barbara Walters? She used to be like a journalist. Now she's like just pulling
like
up her skirt in front of this guy.
Screaming fan.
Or penis.
But I want to know what he means by Brad Pitt getting the better half of the gene pool.
You know, isn't everybody related to everybody, though? I mean, aren't
six
we
degrees
all
of separation.
Yeah, like
that means
cousins.
I could be related to you, Tim Conway Jr.
Yeah, look at you.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. Randy in Orange County, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Tim, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
All right, dude.
Sam, good to hear you again. Hey, Tim, long time listener, man.
Thank you, sir.
I gotta tell you, though, you're killing me.
With what?
I loved Deck. I loved him. When he disappeared, I actually called the show, talked to the screener, and they said he was gone. And it took me quite a few months to get used to Whitman.
Right.
All right? That's good. Now he's gone. But now what are you going to do, man? You going to run the show all by yourself?
You bet.
You're killing me, guy. You're killing me. Now it's going to take me another 3-4 months to get used to just you.
Well, I don't know what I can do for you, dude.
But if you've listened to him all these years, Randy, you're used to him already.
Yeah, you're already listening.
I absolutely am. I love him. It's been probably 7, 8, maybe 8, 10 years. I don't know. I love it. And after that, Johnny Depp is what I listen to. I'll continue to listen.
Maybe there will be somebody sitting in that seat one day, and you'll have to spend another 3 months getting used to that person. So.
Yeah, you know what? And I look forward to it.
All right, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Thank you, Randy. How many have you had tonight?
Oh, I'm on my fourth 40.
Wow.
Damn.
You're going for it.
Are you drinking a couple of trucks?
Are you drinking malt liquor?
No. Just Bud Light. I'm taking it easy.
Fourth 40. All right, dude. Well, congratulations.
Pardon?
Congratulations.
See, when he said 40, I thought he meant like Colt 45.
40 ounce.
Yeah.
So he's drinking 160 ounces of beer.
Damn. He probably has to go potty.
Geez, that's like the only thing. I mean, you would never drink like 440s of Coke.
No. Oh.
Or 7 Up.
Yuck.
Do you, now, what, you drink wine, you said?
No, wine makes me cry and vomit. Yeah,
it
beer.
Does?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, I've had some bad mishaps with wine.
With guys?
Yeah.
You start crying and throwing up?
Yeah. Yeah, you want to keep me on beer. Beer and champagne.
Babu.
Yeah, babu.
All right, let's talk to a Tommy out in Palm Desert. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Actually, it's Todd.
Oh, Todd.
All right. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, you guys are great.
What's his name again?
Todd.
Tim and Sam.
Thank
you, buddy. And, hey, I'm sorry to hear about Brian taking a leave of absence from the show.
Yeah.
But good luck to you, Tim.
Thank you, sir.
Will do well. I mean, you're the best part of the show, actually.
Oh, get out of here. What do you know?
Hey, I want to ask you something. A friend of mine used to work at the Desert Springs Marriott back in the early 90s.
Right.
And once I heard a demo tape of you doing a little, it was hilarious, but it was classic. This was about 92, 93. Do you recall doing any demo tapes back then?
It was for a show called Camp Midnight on USA Network.
It was classic.
It was Caroline Schlitt and Tim Mayle, and we did the wraparounds there at that hotel. It's a beautiful hotel.
It was great stuff. Yeah, you did a bunch of different parodies, but I recall one where you're talking, doing a parody about Southwest Airlines. Do you recall that?
I don't.
No?
No.
No, it was good stuff.
Yeah, I was pretty bombed when we were doing that.
And also, he's so funny all of the time, and everything that comes out of his mouth, I mean, it's hard to keep track.
Please, get out of here, you dopes. Hey, hold on 1 sec, Todd. I'm going to send you something here, an automotive emergency kit.
I want one.
Well, then watch I Survived, or call the station and you'll get one.
Okay.
Mondays at 9 p.m., only on the Biography Channel. Mm. Visit 971freefm.com for an exclusive sneak peek at the amazing and unexpected stories of survival featuring I Survived on the Biography Channel. Look at that.
Wow.
I Survived.
I just want that kit for my car.
Would you get? You have one?
No. Do you have a survival kit in your car?
Nah.
Me either.
I never really leave the city.
Do you have an earthquake preparedness kit in your home?
Yeah, somewhat. I think I
don't.
Ate a lot of the food in it the other
the
night.
The rations?
Yeah.
Don't they only stay for a couple of years anyway? You have to update
it's
that.
It's all like dried crap. It's crap you wouldn't want to eat anyway, even if there was an earthquake.
Right.
All right. Anything you like to talk about, 520-9710. Rory in Huntington Beach on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, Tim. How are you?
All right.
How are you doing?
Hey, Rory.
You got your two hosts right in front of you. Why don't you use them? Either Sammy or the other lady there.
Oh, Gina?
Gina Grad. She's awesome.
Gina.
Now, did you call us his two hoes or two hosts?
Hoes.
I don't call you a hoe.
You call them hoes, dude? How dare you?
No, I don't call them. Nope. Not Sammy.
Sammy's beautiful.
Aw, that's nice, Rory. You're very gentlemanly.
All right, what do you got? Anything else? Is that it?
No. Wait, one more thing. Were you totally drunk last night?
I was pretty bombed, yeah.
Sure.
Because, what's his name that comes on there? Danny said that he had to take over for you last night because you were so bombed.
No, he had to take over after for like 2 minutes because I went to the bathroom, and I got locked out of the room. But it wasn't because I was too bombed.
Is that what he said on his show today?
No, he's just effing with everybody.
Okay,
please. Hey, the Lakers just officially lost to the Grizzlies. That's what you want going into the playoffs. Lose to a team that's 19-53.
Wow.
They lost to the Bobcats a couple days ago, and they have the similar bad record.
You want to hear the funny thing is I'm looking at that score, and it's a 19-53, and I thought, oh, wow, so the Lakers only scored 19, and the Grizzlies got 53? But I realize that's the win-lose.
That's the record of the Grizzlies. They've won 19 games all year.
I understand. I'm like, wow, those Lakers really do suck with 19.
53, man.
Damn.
Look at you.
Wow.
All right, let's take some phone calls here.
More calls. Totally open phones.
Yes. Jose in Garden Grove, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
How you doing?
When's
the next time you guys are going to be doing the commerce thing again?
I think we're doing four of them a year, so I think the next one is going to be in either May or June.
Dang. You know what? I would really like to be invited to that one. You know what? I heard you guys on the radio every single day this week.
Brian?
I didn't get on the internet, though.
Ah, hell.
Yeah, you know.
All right, we'll try to listen in for
the... I'm going to do it as soon as I get home. I get home, I forget.
Yeah, I know. Well, I do the same thing. All right, Babu, but try to get to the next one. It's always a great event.
All right, that sounds good.
All right.
Have a good one.
There he goes,
everybody.
I wonder
if he forgets because he lights one of those, you know, J's.
No, but you know, I do the same thing. I'm in my car, and I think to myself, all right, I'm going to go home and look something up on the internet.
Right.
And I always forget to do it.
Don't you have little post-its? Don't you write little notes to yourself?
Nah, but I'm also one of those guys that if I don't remember to do it, it doesn't drive me crazy.
See, you know? I'm one of those people that I'll wake up in the middle of the night remembering something I forgot to do. And then I can't go back to sleep.
My wife does that.
Really?
My wife goes through, when she goes to sleep, she goes through about 100,000 different thoughts.
I love your wife, dude.
You know, what is, you know, what is her relationship with her mom or dad? Ba-ding, ba-ding, the clothes, the kids, the thing.
Now, do you guys have like a little chat when you go to bed, like right before bedtime? Does she like work out all her stuff? She has a couple things she wanted to tell you during the day.
We usually just watch TV. But she has, she goes through a billion thoughts and takes her like 2 hours to get to sleep.
Right. Marijuana.
I hit that pillow and it's over.
Now, do you snore?
I think I do, yeah.
Has she ever told you, hey,
yeah,
Timmy?
Yeah, she does, and I got to go to a doctor for it.
Get one of those Breathe Right strips. It kind of opens
up
your nostrils.
That. Didn't work. Really? Didn't work, yeah. I suggested different houses. Like, she could move to another house.
You know, has she ever done this to you? What I've done in the past, if I've had a boyfriend snore, just pinch their nose, and then they go, pah. You know, like, then they go, to their nose, you just pinch it, and then finally they have to breathe. They go, it's
over?
Really funny, and they stop snoring. Jen, if you're listening, just pinch his nose.
All right, David in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, Tim, do you have any plans for after they fire you?
In June?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to take a little time off. I'm probably going to Santa Anita every day.
Okay. Yeah. You don't plan on moving to Oregon or anything?
Maybe.
They're never going to fire. You know what? You're a lifer here.
Nah.
You're going to die with the brand.
It's almost over. This guy's right.
It's no.
It's this guy understands. I mean, I've been trying to tell management. I've had nothing to say for 7 years.
Dude. You got enough money saved up?
No, I get enough money where I can take about 2 months off.
Uh-oh. So,
I got to get into the thieving business.
I'm telling you, the pot business. You should listen to me.
Nah, I don't want to get in the pot business.
It's legal.
Yeah, but it's just so, you know, it could be, they could shut you down tomorrow.
They could shut us down tomorrow.
Nah,
they could shut anything down
shut
tomorrow.
This radio station
they
down.
Could shut anything
What's
down.
What's wrong with you?
The man could do anything.
Fabian, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Tammy, it's your buddy Fabiano from Facebook. What's up?
Oh, no way. I have a buddy on Facebook named Fabiano.
That's me.
Wow.
That's him. What's going
world.
On, buddy?
Nothing much. Just getting off of work and just Timmy.
Yes.
To let you know, man, that global warming thing is just a bunch of misinformation.
Yeah.
I don't believe it for a single second either, so I'm on that boat with you.
Are you? Where are you from originally?
I'm Colombian.
And because I've heard that in the Hispanic community, the Black community, that nobody ever talks about global warming.
Not that I know, my friend.
Yeah, it
not
is.
Not that I know.
I think you're right.
Tammy.
Yes, Fabiano.
I'm with you with the business of the pod.
Ah, see? Will you invest?
This guy will invest.
Will you invest in my new, the Centerfold Sense Amelia co-op?
Of course.
All right, dude.
Thanks,
thank
Fabiano. Hey, listen, I want to buy that Centerfold Sense Amelia co-op. I need to buy this before somebody else does. Damn
All
it.
Right, here's Danny Bonaducci talking about I guess me on his show tonight.
You know what was funny about last night? First of all, it seemed like this is a live broadcast that cost a fortune to put on from the Commerce Casino last night. If it were the company Christmas party, 8 people would be fired today. I said on the radio, I said, it's a sign of the apocalypse when Danny Bonaducci is the voice of reason. This thing fell apart into, the girl that does the news on Conway's show?
Gina.
Didn't speak, just wasted, came this close to a three-way with my girlfriend, though, which was really cool. Came this close, and then Conway wrecked it. And Conway goes, let's just open the phones right now. Let's say anything you want about the show.
I think he was. I think he was pissed because everybody was drinking and he's sober, and you know everybody was bombed. Randy and Jerry didn't get too bombed. You drank a lot though. You weren't even buzzed.
Well, I was buzzed by the time I left, but I mean I did drink a lot.
I stopped buying this guy drinks because he wasn't getting buzzed.
Who, Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry. We bought him like 5 drinks.
I had like 7 shots and like 3 mixed drinks.
Yeah, I stopped buying him drinks because the guy wasn't getting buzzed.
Didn't you do some like dog pile or something weird last time at the Commerce Casino?
That was like 4 times.
Yeah, that was on. What's her name?
Shauna.
Oh God, yeah. Woolies. Okay. Well, how many drinks did you have that night?
You had like 8 drinks last night. You weren't even buzzed, dude.
Well, I was buzzed when I left. Actually, I was buzzed when Dave Harden was nice enough to drive me home.
Oh, he drove you home. How'd you get your car?
Well, Scott, my friend Scott, drove me there.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
I love Dave Harden. I love him.
Look at that.
He's a great man.
All right, here we go. Danny talking about last night.
Or anything else about the station. And then stopped speaking English completely. So I had to answer questions I didn't want to answer about his partner, about Corolla, about the station. I'm going, how did I get to Commerce and be the... I mean, Conway's head's on the table. He's smoking a cigarette going, I was just down at the track. I go, we're not at the track, Conway. Dude, sit up. Sit up. Okay. Hit me. Dude, you're not playing cards. You're talking on the radio. Okay.
That is classic, yeah. That was good times last night, man. All right, let's talk to William in Covina. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Yeah, I wanted to run this by you. How about Conway and Phillips?
Yes.
It sounds like a gas station.
Yeah, it does sound like a gas station. All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling. We got to take a break here.
Thanks,
when we
buddy.
Come back, more of your phone calls. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.